Hello there, and welcome to your 5 for today. In 1987, George Michael released his iconic song entitled Faith, with this chorus. 'Cause I gotta have faith, I gotta have faith, because I gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith. But what is faith? This is what the dictionary says. Faith is belief that does not rest on logical proof or material evidence. It is to have trust. In terms of Christianity, faith is the theological virtue defined as secure belief in God and a trusting acceptance of God's will. The Bible offers this explanation from the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Jesus once told the disciples, "Have faith in God." I wonder if you have faith in God. Are you trusting in God? Are you a believer? Growing up, I was awestruck by the story of Charles Blondin, who was a famous tightrope walker over Niagara Falls. On August the 14th, 1859, he even carried his manager, Harry Colcord, on his back. Blondin regularly pushed a wheelbarrow over the Niagara Falls on his rope, which was 335 metres long and 8 centimetres in diameter. The story I recall is Blondin asking, "Who believes that I can push somebody across in the wheelbarrow?" "Yes, yes," shout the crowds. Here comes the faith element. "Who's going to jump in?" That's faith. The Bible says that faith without works, or faith without acting upon it, is dead, meaning it's not really faith, because you don't believe enough to put your money where your mouth is. Parents and grandparents will talk about the faith of a child as they jump from a few stairs into the waiting arms of a trusted grown-up. Faith is them not doubting that you would catch them. There's a lot of talk these days about how the world started. The Bible again offers a response. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Do you believe that? Could you believe that? We have day and night, weeks and months, seasons and years, which are all organized. Is this all by chance and accident, or by design? That is, created by a creator, a designer, God. Hebrews chapter 11 is an excellent passage of the Bible that outlines the faith of many Bible characters. It mentions Noah, for example. It was by faith that Noah built an ark to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God. The earth had never experienced flooding, and yet Noah had faith that the ark would rescue all those who entered in. The Sunday school song sums up the story beautifully. Mr. Noah built an ark. The people thought it such a lark. Mr. Noah pleaded so, but into the ark they would not go. Down came the rain in torrents. Down came the rain in torrents. Down came the rain in torrents. But only 8 were saved. They were Mr. and Mrs. Noah, their 3 sons, Ham, Shem and Japheth, and their wives. The invitation was for everybody. For us today, here's the Bible's invitation for everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you want God in your life, ask, and everlasting life is yours. If not, the verse talks of perishing. It happened in Noah's day, and the same could be your fate. You have been warned. I close by repeating the words of Jesus. Have faith in God. Thank you very much for listening.